Great. Another client, huh? And right in the middle of my afternoon nap. I'm coming, Linda. Okay. I think I'm good to go. I really hope I look alright for this client. Come in. I do hope your afternoon's been pleasant. My name's Heather, by the way. Heather Blair. Oh, you think I'm pretty and you've seen me on TV before, huh? Yep, that's me. Thanks, I. It's nice to meet you, too. Okay, so let's go over your case. Have a seat. Alright. So, at the moment, your neighbor is suing you over the collapse of a backyard wall, and he's demanding that you pay for all the damages. Wow, he sounds like quite the asshole. Sorry, that wasn't very professional of me. Okay, so I think what we're going to have to do is evaluate both of your homes. For that, we'll have to do a little bit of a consultation. In the meantime, you should probably get a few pictures of the damages. Oh, let me take a look at those. Okay. Alright. I see. With this evidence, plus what any neighbors and past owners of your home have to say about him, I would say we have a pretty good legal defense for you, if I do say so myself. Okay, I guess that's it for our first meeting. I'll see you later then. Shit, I forgot that amendment. I and all other lawyers have to orally please our clients pro bono. I am legally obligated to suck off this client. I can't believe the government would actually do something like this. And then they say that prostitution is illegal. This makes no sense. Alright, I just need to take a deep breath and tell him. Wait. Before you go, I forgot to tell you something. There's this amendment that was passed by Congress recently. The 28th Amendment. Sure, it was explained in your contract, in more detail. But basically, since all of this legal stuff can be so stressful, you're entitled to relief, provided by me, pro bono. It's amazing I got that mouthful out. Speaking of which, in layman's terms, you're entitled to free head from me. Wait, I forgot to tell you something. I'm a virgin. Yeah, that's right. I've never done anything like this before, much less seen a penis in person. And funnily enough, I'm married. I was hoping to lose my virginity on my wedding night, but then my husband, he just ran off and he played blackjack with his friends at the casino. Yeah, I guess he is kind of an asshole for ignoring me like that. Anyway, we need to attend to the matter at hand now. No, it's alright, really. Do what you will, just maybe try not to ejaculate on my face. Okay. Okay, so let's see what we have here. Oh my god. That thing, it's huge. I've only ever seen those things in my textbooks. I didn't know they could be that big. Whew. Okay, I guess I'll start by licking the tip, yeah? Okay, that's what people normally do. How does that feel? Does that feel good? All right, I'll keep going. You deeper? I guess I'll try. Intense. Let me see if I can go even deeper. To this. I'm surprised at how much of a turn on giving a head could be. In a way, I feel kind of sexy, powerful. Said, try not to ejaculate on my face. I still have a couple other clients to take care of, and the last thing I need today is to look like an unprofessional slut. Yeah. Your day today? Aren't you feeling a lot less stressed now? I can tell by the look on your face how amazing this must feel for you. Tell me when you're about to come, okay? Oh. You see how deep I'm going for you? I'm just so excited to feel your load in my mouth, Daddy. Wow. You really think this is the best head you've ever gotten? I'm flattered. Honestly, I thank you. What the hell's gotten into him? Well, I did say he could use my mouth pro bono. Challenge accepted. Is that all you got? Are you really tired already? Come on. Bring it on and feed me that massive dick. Oh my god. I'm completely at his mercy. Why do I find this so hot? Ugh. I need to keep him in my mouth until I swallow his load. He's twitching. I can feel him getting close. I'm gonna suck him harder and take him deeper. I wanna taste him. Oh my god, what am I saying? You're gonna give me all your cum now? Good. I want all of it. Give me all your cum. I want to swallow it up like the good girl I am. Come on. I told you not to get it on my face. Great. As if my hair wasn't ruined enough. We're almost done, Linda. Just give us a moment. Listen, you've got to go now, and I need to clean myself up. You want me to get coffee with you sometime? Oh, listen, I'm really sorry, but I can't. I really am married. The ring on my finger, you know, was meant to be a dead giveaway. Yep. Well, I guess I will see you later about this little damaged wall issue. I'm sorry. I really am.